This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. On this program, I try to introduce you to a variety of Bible study methods to help you get God's message in His Word. The psalmist wrote about hiding God's Word in his heart in Psalm 119:11. He also talked about meditating on God's Word day and night in Psalm 1:2. How does one best hide God's Word in his heart so he can meditate on it day and night? The most basic way is to memorize it. If in our reading we are stimulated to look into a subject or portion more thoroughly, we should use a study method to do so. If after studying it we want to remember more than the outline or application, we should memorize the material on which the outline and application are based. A good place to start would be key verses that capture a truth learned. For example, in reading and studying Mark 12:1-12, you could remember the material quite well by memorizing verses 10 and 11. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is a quote from Psalm 118. Peter refers to it in his first epistle, chapter 2. Elements of this verse are found sprinkled throughout the Bible. It obviously presents an important truth. Jesus Christ is God's precious Son, whom He sent to be the Savior of men. He was rejected and killed, just like the Son in the parable in Mark 12. In the parable, the Father, or owner of the vineyard, gives the vineyard to others, but the Son of God was raised from among the dead and became the capstone. It's the Lord who did this, and if you know Him, it is marvelous in your eyes, right? Memorize this verse. It's important if you want to remember the parable and be blessed by it.